Ryan Gorman Show on News Radio WFLA.
Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay, James Berlander, and Leandro Soto. We're live on News Radio WFLA in Tampa, News Radio 610 WIOD in Miami. And right now, let's go to the Holland Group hotline. Find them online at askthehollands.com and bring in our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you this morning. Let's go back to late last week. The August jobs report came in, and it came in a little below expectations. So that was a report that obviously the Federal Reserve is going to be looking closely at as they prepare to make their interest rate decision this month. What do you think that report means for what we'll see from the Fed?
Well, it was the second month in a row where we had a softer than expected jobs report total. It wasn't nearly as big as the month before, but it represented, okay, it's the second month in a row, and is this something that's going to be a continuing concern? So right now everybody's looking, okay, the Fed's going to meet, I think, the 17th and 18th of this month. We're going to know what they're going to be doing. And there's, according to the market, it's baked in for about a 75% chance of a 25 basis point rate cut. There's about a 25% chance that the Fed could say we're going to go with 50 base points, but as far as increase in the interest rate. I'm still leaning towards the 25% or the 25. I think that's going to be a much better number. And I think that's also going to buy the Fed some time, because it's going to give them a chance to look at the next round of reports from an economic and job standpoint for them to determine what the next step's going to be. I still think a 50% or 50 basis point move would be too much. And I still think, even though there's articles out there right now that say, oh, don't worry, it's not sending the wrong message, you can do this without people panicking, people are people. And I think that a lot of investors would say, wait a minute, we weren't expecting 50 basis points, we're expecting 25. The Fed's worried, I should be worried. And that could end up impacting the market. So I think a very safe call at this point would be that 25 basis rate point as far as the cut. And then we'll decide what needs to happen, or they will, not me, as we move forward.
Let me play devil's advocate for a moment here. What do you think about the idea that if the Federal Reserve were to go with a bit larger of an interest rate cut, that instead of sending a message to the markets that the Federal Reserve is panicking, things are worse than they had thought, that it actually sends a message to the markets, we're getting ahead of things, that, you know, unlike what we saw with inflation, where the Federal Reserve was a little late to the game, they're being a little more aggressive this time around. And could that put people's minds at ease? What about that approach to
it? It might, but, you know, a lot of times it's not the message that's conveyed, it's how people respond.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'll see a company come out with record earnings, and there's panic because it wasn't as much as people thought, and there's a sell-off. Or they have record losses, and the price of the stock goes up. And a lot of times it just depends on the investor's response to what's taking place. And even though Jerome Powell, who has been incredibly transparent through this entire journey, much more than any other Fed chair, I think, that in history that I can recall, I think even if he came out saying this is what we're doing and why we're doing it, you would have other people that would be adding commentary that people would start to listen to and say, well, they're telling me not to panic, but maybe I should panic. And then that could lead to some bad decisions. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, because I trust the Fed to do the right thing here. Look, because they've been pushing all the right buttons for years.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I would do is sit back and say, I'm not going to trust the decisions they're going to make moving forward. But Ryan, I think if he were to communicate it in a very clear fashion, repeatedly, making sure that everybody was aware of what they were doing, why they were doing it, and moving forward, there might be less of an impact. I'm still worried, though, about the fringe, about the people that would look at that and just take off running, saying the sky is falling, when it's not. Because you and I both know there's always overreactions on both parts. We see it in politics, we see it in finance, we see it in sports. Some NFL teams lost yesterday. The year is over. Come on. It's early. So a lot of that still is in play right now when we're talking about the stock market. And the markets didn't have a real good week last week. So what we're hoping for is a little bit of optimism. And obviously, as we move forward, I think that the interest rate cut is baked in. My fear is if we're expecting 50 basis points and we're not at this point in time, because we've still got that 75% chance of the 25, if it doesn't hit that, I don't want people to be disappointed and look at it as a down thing and it come off across as a negative. So there's a lot of moving parts here. We're getting closer to the gold line, if you will, of September, which we knew a pretty good chance of an interest rate cut was going to take place, first that we've had in a long, long time. And obviously the next step will be people speculating how many more rate cuts are we going to see before the end of the year. And I've seen ridiculous predictions that are eerily similar to the ones you and I talked about at the beginning of this year, where they said we were going to have 8 massive rate cuts in 2024. I will point out that has not happened. So be very careful about who you listen to with regards to what is going to be happening for the rest of the year, because right now we simply don't know.
We're joined by our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. The markets have been a little volatile recently, and we're probably going to see more of that moving forward. This period, September, generally a tough month, and with the election right around the corner, what are you expecting from the markets?
I've been telling my students that the summer trading season is over. It's slower. Now that we're in the first full week of trading in September, we're going to start to see some increased volatility, a lot more volume, and that's only going to increase as we get into October. Now, October is known historically as the buckle-up, anything-can-happen month. It's always been that year after year. But rolling into and towards a presidential election, one that's very close at this point, just expect that volatility to increase more. Now, we could see the markets drop or rise by some incredible numbers. Always focus on the percentage.
Yeah.
And if it's a percent or two, do not panic. We got to get to 7% before we even talk about the top 20. But the other thing, Ryan, is to make certain that we don't get to the point that we react to what's going on with the market. We don't want to ever try to time the market. That's a stupid thing to do. You don't want to constantly try to change the direction of your investments based on the latest headline. You're in things for the long term. Stick with it. And try to avoid any emotional decisions that might be triggered by some of the events that are taking place, because that always works against you when you go that emotional route.
All right. Good advice from our market expert, Jay Ratliff. Again, you can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com.